It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
Here we are. Let's get started. Ahead of the Curve. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for this Tuesday. Hello. The 26th of November is upon us. Roberta Fasanelli is of service, as is Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. And I am as well here to service you with the stories of the day, the important information that you need to chew on as things need to be mastered today. A lot of people are traveling. Thanksgiving is the time when a lot of family is getting together, traveling around, and you'll be happy to know that about 44 million of us are going to be traveling this week.
Wow.
Aren't you glad you're one of them, sir?
Yeah, I am. I'm very happy. But I go on Thanksgiving morning. See, this is the way that I can get around and move faster under the circumstances. I would not go on Wednesday. I couldn't go today because of some things that I have to do. So what seemed to me, Megan's not having dinner until 2 o'clock, so I'll get there at 10, and it'll be fine.
Huh.
It's no big deal.
You hope, because Wednesday the weather is supposed to be awful.
See, well, I know.
Wednesday the weather is going to be awful.
That's wild card.
But you know what? You start. Here's what I always have learned also in as much traveling as I've done, Roberta, you probably too. You take the first flight
of the
day if you can.
Absolutely, before there's trouble.
Because
everything is back together again. It may have been that things were all delayed the night before, but the plane's bound to be there. Even if it doesn't get in until 4 o'clock and it's supposed to be in at midnight, they turn it around and get it ready to go out at 6:15, and so that's why I'm doing that. Normally, when I'm traveling, I go on a Sunday, or I'll go the last plane of the day. It depends. Most people who listen to me know that I go back and forth from L.A. to Boston a lot, and so I know what the schedule is. I know where the rhubarbs will develop. And I kind of know how to work it so I get the best
rhubarbs.
Seats. Yeah, there are a lot of rhubarbs that take place. Or some of the people working on the farm call them blueberries. Problems that develop. Blueberries, raspberries, rhubarbs, whatever. All right, let's get to, at 9 past the hour, the deals from the Queen of Cheap, which will be presented in their entirety, in detail, in just a few minutes. But what do we have that people can look forward to Roberta? I was going to say
That's okay. You always do that.
That's because the two of you are so attractive.
I know.
That's why you can't keep a girlfriend.
That's so. I don't find that amusing at all. And that was not the case, and so thank you. But
we show you how to save gas with your Publix card. We've got some magazines that are great for gift giving. Barbies, lots of Barbies. We have a deal with Living Social and a deal with Starbucks as well.
Living Social is better than Groupon.
I kind of like them both.
Not me.
You like Living Social better than Groupon?
Yep, much better. All right.
Well, meanwhile, he was on the other side of it. He doesn't mean for using.
Right. I'm talking about,
I'm
talking about what, as a retailer, we got out of Groupon versus what we got out of Living Social on the farm. What about Television Report? Family Guy.
There's a death on Family Guy.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Controversy. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I know. It's a sad one. Spoiler alert, City. Plus, E's renewed some shows. I'll tell you which ones. And Jimmy Fallon has a new gig before he starts his new gig.
Really?
I'll tell you what he's doing.
I want to know what Jay Leno's going to do. I don't give a damn about Jimmy Fallon. I want to know what Jay Leno's
going to be fine. He's so talented and good.
He's going to be quiet about it until he's done.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'll get, Friday he's done at NBC. Monday he's on Fox. Hooray! All right, so anyway, I said 44 million people are going to be journeying 50 miles or more from home starting today. 90% of you will travel by car. Mm. And so I'm looking at the costs. What does it cost to travel now versus what it costs to travel, let's say, during the summertime? So the good news is that the Thanksgiving holiday is less expensive for travelers compared to the other big holidays. And so here's the comparison. Labor Day spending was $804 per trip. Let's see here. On 4th of July, $749 per trip. Memorial Day, $659. And the Thanksgiving trip is expected to cost travelers on average $465, according to a survey at the AAA. Gas prices are the lowest now. That is, the cost at the pump is the lowest it has been in 3 years. Thanksgiving 2010 compared to Thanksgiving 2013. Prices are just about the same. Let's see here. They're going to go down. Looks like I'm looking at one of the another 2, 3, 4 cents a gallon over the next couple of weeks. And by Christmas, the costs are expected to be down 4 or 5 cents. What are you paying for gasoline now? West Coast cost. Jennifer, Kenny, what are you paying for gasoline?
I paid $3.67 this weekend.
Wow, that's way off. When I was, last time I was there a month ago, it was $4, $4.09.
Yeah, it's come down quite a bit. I mean, I use 87. I use the lowest grade, but
right, yeah. All right. Well, that's, you know, that's another thing. I remember teaching, the person that needed to be taught about putting, she would put very expensive gas in the car, and I stopped and filled it up, and she said, "Why are you putting that in?" I said, "Because there's no difference between that and the other stuff." "Well, it says in the book you're supposed to do this." I said, "Yeah, well, that's good. The automobile manufacturers are in collusion with the big oil companies, and so you want to spend another." I mean, at this point in time, there's about 70 cents difference.
Yeah.
Some places between the 87 and the 93.
Well, what causes the, and I'm asking this not to, as an argumentative question, what causes the pinging?
Because pinging is not enough octane. That means the engine is, if you put in cheap gas, then if the not enough octane, it usually doesn't happen anymore in today's modern engines. But it used to happen all the time.
But I mean, because my dad had mentioned, because he's been using the cheaper gas.
Yeah.
But he said,
you both
said,
drive
no,
the same kind of car.
No, we don't anymore.
Oh, really?
Oh. He has a Hyundai.
He has a Hyundai? Your father's driving a Hyundai?
It's don't knock it till you see it. It's the new, what's it called? The,
I don't know. I'm having
it doesn't even have the Hyundai logo on it. It's called.
Wait a minute,
the,
hold on just a second. He went from a BMW to a Lexus to a Hyundai?
I'm going to tell you which one. It's awesome. It has every feature on it that
wait a minute.
The.
I'm having, this is tough for me. BMW.
Yeah. But this
Lexus,
is the new, nice, luxurious
Hyundai.
One. You'd love it.
Really?
What is it called? Oh, my gosh. Oh, the Equus. It's the Equus.
Really?
It doesn't even have a Hyundai logo on it. It has, like, the Equus logo.
Really?
And it has, like, every feature in the world. It's got monitors in the back. It's got recliners in the back. It's got heated seats. It has, I mean, just a ton of stuff. It's a great car. But when he put in regular gas, he noticed that there was, like, a pull in the engine.
Really?
Yeah, it's compared. It's actually better than the Lexus LS460.
Really?
It scores higher, yeah.
Wow.
You should look at it. It's a nice-looking car. He saved $30,000 from the Lexus that he was going to buy, and it's got more features. Isn't that great?
I know the BMW was jobbing him around, because I remember he talked about was they wanted ridiculous numbers for to rent. And it's very interesting to see, by the way, and don't let this be something that you forget about. When you walk into a showroom, here's a lesson from Uncle Dudley that may be of interest and importance. I know two people who have Range Rover Sports. One of them has a, one's a 2011, the other's 2012. The 2012 lease price is $847 a month, and this is a 2.5 year lease, I think. My brother-in-law got this. And then the other one that I know of, same car. I mean, there are some differences, but they're finite differences in the model. You can get a few extra things here and there. But the price was $1,200 or $1,200-something a month for that Range Rover lease versus the other one. And it was one of the differences is the amount of mileage. And that's something. There are so many variables. That's the point. So many variables when you get into leasing versus owning. If you're driving a lot, like the other Range Rover driver goes, you know, maybe could be 25, 30,000 miles or 25,000 miles a year, well, you're going to pay more either at the beginning or at the end when you lease them. And that's why sometimes it makes more sense to own them depending on how much you're going to drive them. But there is a, it's amazing for the same basic vehicle how much difference you pay.
And I'm going to give you a little offer right now because it is the giving season and I love to give gifts.
Good for you.
If any of you need leasing advice, email me because I have to pat myself on the back here. I'm the queen of all leases.
Yeah.
Ask my dad. He makes me go with him because I can. I work leases a lot better than.
I have the people here on the phone. I do that. Leases and buying cars. I just bought one for somebody that's close to me and one of the other fellas here wants me to do the same thing. It's just you have to, you have kind of a knack for it. And in terms of cars and that sort of thing, I've always loved equipment. I know how to buy stuff at an auction and sell things. It's just kind of what you get used to. Some people are good at that and some people are not. But the only reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people get hosed because there is training. Salespeople, automobile salespeople are trained now to look at body language, watch people's facial expressions, understand whether they have money or they don't have money, or whether they care about what they spend.
The key is going in and not needing to buy something.
Right.
When I went in to lease my car, I told my sales guy, I'm like, you know what? You can't meet the price that I want. I'm just going to borrow one of my dad's cars and drive it for a while. I'm not going to pay anymore.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, miraculously,
everything changes.
Yeah. When you just sit there and they leave you, they try to sweat you.
Yeah, yeah. Of course they do. Absolutely.
They leave you sitting at that table and so I just whip out my phone. And
there
you
is a profiling that goes on by dealers when they figure, or they're trying to figure out, you know, whether they can extract more money from you just because they can do it one way or the other. And by the way, has nothing to do with women who are weak and men who are strong. That's nonsense.
I don't know. You know, when I actually said that I went in and got my car myself, all of my male friends, I'm not kidding, every single one of them went. You went by yourself?
Yeah, well, the car business is very sexist. Extraordinarily sexist. Very sexist.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But I think that there are some people who just know how to, who are good business people, who just, when they go into the car dealership, they kind of, oh, I like that. That's beautiful. How much is that? Okay, that's great. I'll take that. Yeah. Anyway, food for thought.
Got to play cool.
60 seconds from now, Roberta is going to give us the queen of cheap deals for today, speaking of making deals.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, a lot of things on the docket today. Let's go, Roberta.
Okay, let's start with Publix. Their gas promotion is back again this week, and you get $10 off a $50 gas card when you buy $50 worth of groceries. That starts on the 29th. Popular Photography Magazine, here's a great idea for a Christmas gift for you don't know what to get someone. $4.99 a year for 12 issues. We have the special coupon code for you. If you've got a little girl who loves Barbies, we got two Barbie DVDs, Barbie in A Christmas Carol and Barbie A Perfect Christmas. Barbie is perfect about everything. Just $5 from Amazon. Here's a deal from Living Social. 25% off your entire purchase with the special coupon code that we have for you. And if you're out Christmas shopping, you want to kind of like freshen up things a bit for yourself and get yourself a coffee and you get your kid a hot chocolate. And that hot chocolate will be absolutely free at a Starbucks. And you'll find all of these wonderful deals at DougStephan.com. Just check out the Queen of Cheap section.
The Queen of Cheap Report brought to you by Citrus Magic. Citrus Magic air fresheners. There's magic in the air. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To assess the voice from last night as get closer to the end of the season. This is Tessanne Chin singing Underneath It All.
Love this.
You do?
Yeah, he's good.
This is a girl.
It's a girl,
the
really?
Second time you've called her a guy. The same one.
Tessanne. Nice job, Roberta.
That's a little manly. I'm going to give Roberta points for that.
That's right. Okay. Anyway. So, Kenny, what do you think of this Tessanne Chin version of Underneath It All?
It doesn't do much for me.
Really? I think it's cool.
All right, Roberta thinks
it's
okay. Yeah, all right. She likes it. And Jennifer thinks it's okay. Or you like check mark for Jennifer. All right, next, Caroline Fennell singing Dog Days Are Over.
Right?
Yeah. From The Voice last night. This is the one I like. What do we think of this? Crank it up, Michael. Yeah, I like this. Kenny?
Yeah, I like The Voice.
Roberta?
It's okay.
Yeah. But you've normally, we've all pretty much been on her side.
Yeah. I like her. I don't know if this is my favorite thing she's done.
Yeah, this song is the greatest, yeah.
Right.
But listen to the quality of these performances. That's what's great about The Voice.
All right, so let's then move into...
Very high quality.
...a sort of collaboration between Cole Bosbury, Ray Boudreau, Tessanne Chin, and Will Champlin performing One Day. Why do they do this, Jennifer? Why do they put them all together?
I think maybe just to buy extra time on the show, they do a group performance and then a single performance.
Good. All right, so then let's stick with the individual performers, okay? Because that's where really the emphasis is. Cole Bosbury singing I Still Believe in You. That's like Rod Stewart. Yeah? Isn't the idea to not sound like somebody else but to sound unique?
Most of the time. I think they don't like it when people try to sound like Adele or Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Those are like, if you ever want to go on a reality show, never. Those are okay. Death songs.
Right. What do we think of this?
It's pretty good.
Jennifer thinks it's okay. What about you, Roberta? Okay. Kenny? It's just okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just okay.
Is this one of those group songs?
No, this is the individual performer. The group song was the one before this, Roberta.
If you're scoring at home.
Right. All right, if you watched The Voice last night, you may have been enthused with Matthew Shuler singing It's Time. Nothing. Anybody think this is great?
Nah, it doesn't move me.
No.
Nothing special.
No. Jen?
No.
Nah. All right, let's keep moving. Will Champlin singing At Last from The Voice last night.
Oh, you smile.
made you do a little Roberta, but there's something about this that as soon as he started singing, or maybe it's the arrangement. I like this.
You want to listen.
Yeah, you do want to listen. That's
like
a great point.
Shouting.
And then that's so nice. For you
are mine. I like it.
That's a pretty...
That's a tough song.
That's shows some pipes. All right, you lose on this one, Roberta. The rest of us think it's okay. Ray Boudreau singing Give Me Some Lovin'. Oh, crank this up! This is the good kind of song for the show. We all like this?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's the most talented, but it's a fun song.
How y'all feeling tonight? Hi, Jackie Lee closed the show with Who's Loving You? All right, so I like Ray Boudreau and Caroline Pennell. Anybody else with me on that?
I like them. Yeah, I also like that. I like Tess Ann.
All right. Roberta doesn't like any of them.
I like Will Champlin with that last.
All right, The Voice on Good Day, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet once full of life and energy slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you as a good pet guardian to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffens, good day program. Jennifer has a story from Family Guy that may affect you one way or another. If you're
make you cry.
Might make you cry a little bit. Here's sad news. Daniel Radcliffe. Mm-hmm. Jennifer and Roberta both love Daniel Radcliffe.
Roberta more than I. Roberta was really into the Harry Potter stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He was interviewed this week, and he said he considered giving up the role. He said, by the third film, I thought if there's time to get out, it's now. Still enough time for another actor to come in and establish himself. For a while, I thought, if I do all of them, will I be able to move on to other stuff, or should I start doing other stuff now?
Who cares? Cash your paycheck and shut
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
I mean, are you people all insane?
I don't get it when actors do that. I do not get it.
You have a successful franchise, something that people would die for. Like, actors would die for the Harry Potter
role. It's the role of the lifetime for you. You know, you'll always be remembered for that. But, you know, heck, I saw him, you know, with no clothes on and Equus on Broadway.
Unbelievable. I know. How was it?
You know, I mean, you want to break away from the mold. That was the way to do it,
there
that's for sure.
Harry Potter didn't
I do. I wonder about some of these people leave television shows. Like Chris Maloney hasn't done anything monster squat since he left SVU.
Just ride the wave.
Right.
I mean, unless you're completely miserable, ride the wave.
Well, but under the circumstances, people like that, he's getting paid like $750,000 an episode.
Yeah.
Why would you walk away? Why do you walk away from that?
And he made a comment. Yeah. He goes on to say something. Well, you know, Paul McCartney did, a lot of other things, but they always want to talk to him about the Beatles. So what? It was the Beatles.
The Beatles made him who he is.
I know.
So nobody would give it wouldn't make any difference whether it was Ray Momino or Paul McCartney had it not been for the
Beatles.
Exactly. That's when you've made it big and you're out of touch a little bit because there's just, when there's so many actors or musicians, if you want to liken it to Paul McCartney, that would give their right arm to be known for something like that.
For
and these guys take it for granted.
Yeah.
It is. Isn't that what happens too early in your life?
Yeah, I think so.
Shocking. It really is shocking.
You know,
well,
because
it's always
struggling, you know, and you've missed out on roles, and you've done a lot of work, and still nobody knows you.
Yeah.
So when you finally get that role where you become known, you're like, oh, thank goodness.
But I think you're right.
Young,
it's always the child stars that go, I don't want to be known as Punky Brewster forever. Well, you know what?
You're right.
Punky Brewster was a big deal, so enjoy it.
That'd be like me not doing this radio program because at 20 years I thought, maybe it's time for somebody else. Who? Or maybe I should go on and do something else. What, afternoons?
Yes.
Right. Really?
You sleep in the morning. What a concept.
No. We're staying here.
Middays, Dougie. Middays.
We got another good 20 years. Let's keep going. 25 years. 30 years. Somebody told me the other day that I would have the same health. I thought this was amazing. When you know, I'm very curious about what's going on in my life at the moment and doing a lot of sort of pickup. And so I've had a lot of people studying different things. So to kind of know what, you know, we all have to know ourselves. You got to know yourself. And you'd think after all this time that I would know myself. And I don't. And I suggest that many of you don't know yourself really either. But anyway, this person was examining my medical history and looked at the medical charts and the records and then looked at there are people who love to go to these various sites. There's a site that when you put in a lot of stuff, it'll tell you how old you're going to be when you die. And so I have chosen not to go down that road because I think that's awfully fatalistic and not very positive. I mean, it would be if things came out the way you wanted them. And I don't know why I don't bother, because I normally do all of that stuff. But I'd rather get somebody who kind of really knows what the story is. Anyway, this person said, when looking all this stuff over, especially because I'm sort of being coached now in mind-body stuff. And so in the under the circumstance, the way I'm performing now, this person said, in 20 years, and that's 20 years is down the road a bit. 20 years, I will have not seen any appreciable change to my body, my health, as long as I keep doing what I'm doing now. And that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. But then you look around and you see so many other people. This is why I don't understand those folks who are so eager to retire. Now, that doesn't mean retiring from one job and going to another one may be a great idea, because mentally, if you're not challenged anymore or you just don't like going to work, that's swell. But to just stop at that age, the way people are now, could you imagine me just stopping now? Just stop.
No.
Okay, I'm done.
Nope.
Could you imagine that? What would go? I mean, just, it's foolishness. But that's for me. So everybody is different, and you all need to know what your heart and your head are saying to you. I couldn't imagine not getting up and spending mornings with you guys, frankly. Maybe some of you could imagine not getting up and spending mornings with me. But and the other side of it is, we spend more time with each other than we do with anybody else in our lives. Think about that. You spend more time with me, Jennifer, and Roberta, and Kenny, than you do, in a collective sense, with anybody else, in a concerted, focused way. And that's that's really pretty astounding when you get right down to it. So anyway, I say that because I think that having a fix on yourself and understanding how you are is the best place to be when you're really trying to be happy. You need to be. I remember one of my professors said that most of the drama in our lives is self-inflicted, because we tend to act on assumptions. And you know what assuming does, right? You know that whole expression about assuming makes an ass out of you and me.
Yes, ass out of you and me, yes.
Yeah. And there is a simple way of understanding this, whether it's personal stuff, somebody said something to you that wasn't right, or you did something that was misunderstood, or however you want to interpolate it. When you go to the red light, the light's red, right? Unless you're colorblind. If the person's looking at me, you know that the red light's supposed to be on top. That's how colorblind people get licenses, because they know that red's on the top, yellow's in the middle, and green's on the bottom. But when they look at those lights, colorblind people don't see anything red, yellow, and green.
Most
they just see
colorblind
a light. Say again?
Most men are colorblind.
I'm not.
Well, in some way. I mean, not everybody's severely colorblind, but most men, I think like 93% of men are colorblind. To some extent.
Here's a good exercise. Think about this. Try this. This is a pretty powerful tip that may alter the way you look at your life. Think about your perception of red, yellow, and green, and then think about somebody else's perception who doesn't have color. Red, yellow, green means nothing to them. So it could be that the same thing applies to meanings of words. One word means something to you, or one phrase or an experience means something to you based on where you're coming from. Somebody else may not have had that same experience, therefore it will mean nothing to him or her. And that is what causes the most friction in relationships. People who have who come into a relationship with different experiences, which is basically, hello, everybody. Very, very few people are going to come together who have had very similar experiences. And if you have had similar experiences, sometimes it's harder to work them through because you're looking at yourself in that experience. And some people just don't want to admit to it. It's not easy to find things out that are unpleasant. But yet when you learn them and understand them, you kind of move on. That's the whole business about forgiveness and moving on. Roberta, I think you've done a lot of that in the last few years in your life, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's kind of the benefits are immense, though, when you think about it that way. There's a whole weight lifted off of your shoulders. At any rate, all right, enough for the here endeth the morning lesson. I will tell you, there are a couple of things in the news today that strike me as being, do I go there or not? One of them has to do with Dr. Conrad Murray's recent interview in which he said he did rather strange things with Michael Jackson. I'm not going to talk about what they are. If you've read the article, you've heard the story, you know. Television news has stayed away from this like you wouldn't believe. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything on TV about it.
It's all been TMZ or nothing on that score. So the former wife of Michael Jackson, Debbie Rowe, is pretty upset, Jennifer.
Well, yeah, he's been saying some not so nice things about
her. Well, she said she'd like to see him dead.
Yeah.
I'd buy the bullet.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Gives you a shiver when you hear that.
Just because he said he didn't want a hmm-hmm with her.
Right. That's right. She was ugly. All right. Anyway, here's something that's kind of weird. I don't understand. I guess I'm wondering about what's going on with Clint Eastwood's family. Francesca Eastwood, the daughter, married Joni Hill's brother over the weekend, and now they get in the marriage. And
well, here, let me help you with this. I'm going to help you understand.
Okay.
Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. But Kenny got married in Las Vegas, and he's
yeah,
married.
Yeah, but he went to Las Vegas to get married.
Ah.
They were in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let's have some cocktails. Hey, you want to get married? Sure, let's go get married. And then, what's his ring doing on my finger the next morning?
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a. All right, 17 before the hour. Jennifer is going to check in on the television news in just a matter of moments. This is Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Here's today's Aramco Report with real estate and mortgage analyst Mehran Aram.
While mortgage rates remain at historically low levels, they're still about 1% above their all-time lows. This, combined with higher home prices, low inventories, and the uncertainty from Washington, may explain why pending home sales in October fell to the lowest level since the end of 2012. According to Zillow, for the 12-month period ending in September, home values are still up by 33% in Las Vegas and Sacramento, while areas such as San Diego, San Francisco, Phoenix, and Orange County have seen more than a 20% increase. Meanwhile, conforming no-point 30-year fixed mortgage rates average 4.5%, with 15-year rates closer to 3.375%. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Mehran Aram for Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184. There was 56.
So, Jen, I'm wondering, more people are talking about Katie Couric as a technology story than a television story. I guess it's really a little of both, is it not?
It is. We talked about it yesterday here that she's leaving ABC News and she'll be, she signed her contract with Yahoo and she did that yesterday. It was all confirmed. So now when you go on to the Yahoo News site, Katie Couric will be there delivering news videos.
It's the news.
Is a commitment by them to become a definite player in the news business.
All right, so what happened on Family Guy that has everybody so upset?
This is a big one, and it's a spoiler alert.
For Family Guy. Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, Family Guy killed off one of the main characters, Brian, the family dog, who's actually voiced by Seth MacFarlane, was killed in a car by a car in the last episode.
No!
They thought it would be a good way to shake things up. But Stewie was a little sad, so the Griffins quickly adopted a new pet dog. Vinny is his name. He's being voiced by The Sopranos' Tony Sirico. Apparently, this is a more fast-talking dog. Brian was more of the slow, elegant dog. This Tony Sirico's playing a very fast-spoken dog who's going to keep Stewie in line. He doesn't take any of his hooey. So we'll see how that goes. There is a petition, though, that's 1,500 signatures strong on Facebook to bring Brian back to the Family Guy. Jimmy Fallon will host the December 21st episode of Saturday Night Live with musical guest Justin Timberlake. You know that'll be fun. NBC also announced that Paul Rudd will host December 7th with musical guest One Direction, and John Goodman will host December 14th with Kings of Leon. E! Entertainment has ordered second seasons of Total Divas, Eric and Jesse Game On, and Hello Ross. And Fox is doing a little schedule shifting. Dougie, for the midseason starting September 25th, Glee moves to Tuesdays at 8.
How about February 25th?
What did I say?
September.
I'm sorry, February.
Good time.
Then back-to-back episodes of New Girl, and on February 4th, Brooklyn Nine-Nine takes over the 9:30 time slot. Yeah. Mindy Project and Dad's both going on hiatus. Mindy will be back April 1st.
That's the television news. This is Good Day.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, I love this song. This Thanksgiving, Kohl's has over 500 Black Friday deals from 8 p.m. Thursday to 1 p.m. on Friday. Plus, you can shop these deals at Kohl's.com starting Tuesday and get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on anything.
Man, that puts me in the holiday spirit. Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And starting at 7 a.m. on Black Friday, members can save on the hottest gifts, like Vizio TVs, Samsung smartphones, KitchenAid mixers, and stunning diamond jewelry. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club November 29th through December 1st and receive a gift card up to $40 to make the most of your Black Friday shopping. So join and save. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, let's muscle up. It's time for those of you who are into new businesses to pay attention to what has happened in San Francisco. Recently transformed into Gotham City to help make a wish come true for young Scott, Miles Scott, who wanted to become Bat Kid. The avalanche of social media around the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which was quickly blasted all around the world, doesn't happen by itself. So my case looks at the making of an instant social media phenomenon here on Startups in Action.
How'd you like to get your own hashtag trending in social media just like Bat Kid? Welcome to Startups in American News. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes. Little Miles Scott instantly gained the kind of national and international media exposure as Bat Kid of San Francisco that even Fortune 500 brands can only dream about. So as your media mentor, I wanted to talk to the media geniuses who helped make Miles Scott the toast of San Francisco. I found out directly from the source when I spoke to Stefania Pompani, who calls herself the founder, CEO, and chief evangelist for CleverGirlsCollective.com.
I was reading an article online on Reddit about San Francisco becoming Gotham for a day. I clicked through and it linked to a blog post that really didn't have much information at all. I couldn't even tell when it was happening, but I was intrigued by the wish. And I had heard, or I had kind of had a deja vu moment of recalling other cities doing this before. And because San Francisco is our backyard, Clever Girls has offices there, I immediately sent an email to the director of the local chapter and said, hey, you know, if you need a social media plan, let us know. We'd be happy to help and, you know, to volunteer our time to help you put one in place. Let's just start hashtagging everything SFBatKid. So anytime you send out a tweet or share information, that's the hashtag that's going to be on it. The moment I said that, we turned on our monitoring tool to start listening for mentions across the social media sphere of that hashtag, and then we got together a social media plan. And anything social media related was funneled our way. So Twitter reached out, wanted to help secure the hashtags that we needed to make the event a success. The @PenguinSF Twitter handle. So we were going to play the role of the villain and also use that role to share information, so kind of have fun with it and also share information. It was also to direct everyone to one URL, where everyone was going to, everyone interested that day. So one URL was shared, and that was a way that SF Make-A-Wish could funnel all of that interest into one place and disseminate information. So starting to get information out on Twitter, because we knew that that was going to be the best social media tool for this, since people tend to share in real time on Twitter and breaking news tends to happen and people follow it on Twitter. As I mentioned, we have this network of influencers that is attached to our agency. So we also used them, 6,000 of them, and shared what was going to be happening in San Francisco that day and asked them to please, if they wanted to, tweet and share some scripted tweets to their communities, letting them know what was happening in San Francisco and that their communities could follow along. This was all pro bono. No one was paid. None of the influencers who helped us and shared were paid. It was just truly, you know, a community, global community coming together wanting to help. Our specialty is reaching women. So we have an influencer network that is attached to our agency. These are bloggers, Instagrammers, Facebookers, pinners, tweeters, YouTubers who all create content in using their, you know, their favorite social media tool of choice. They have engaged communities. And then we match the brands that we work with exactly the right influencer from our network to execute our programs. So our specialty really is connecting brands who want to reach women to the women they want to reach and then to their communities. What we always say is going viral is not a goal. It's not a strategy. Your goal, your strategy is to create a compelling story. With Miles's case, it was easy. It's pretty much the best, most feel-good story of all time. And that kind of story has the potential for virality. When you have a good story and you amplify it correctly, that is the key to success. Just wanting to go viral is not enough of a goal most of the time for anyone really to be able to make that happen. You need the good story first.
The hottest topic of interest in my small business media mentoring is crowdfunding. If you'd like to learn more about it, visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for listening.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.